Tell Hashem's sweetest friends, in the previous year, in the Shev Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Aleph, Perek Aleph, we were discussing the Teretz of the Pnei Yehoshua. We had a Kasha. The Kasha was, according to the Rambam says that Safik Delaisa Min HaTorah. Is Lakula, it's only Midrash Rabbanu, or Machmir, but Minatar, in case of Sfekas, you could be Mekil. So, why then do we need a special Pasuk by Mamzer, being Matir or Mamzer? I would be Mutter, a Suffolk Mamzer. I, all Suffolk Mamzers, are Mutter, even without a Pasuk. You don't need a Pasuk to be Matir or Suffolk Mamzer. Answer the Pnei Yehoshua. The fact that we need a Pasuk to be Matir or Suffolk Mamzer is even if there's a Rov. And he brings a raya from a pre-chadosh. Pre-chadosh says that we need a pasuk to be matir asafik mamzer, even when there's a chazakah. So the same would apply to rov. In other words, even if a rov tells us that this person is a mamzer, comes the pasuk and says, no, ignore the rov, and we're going to be machir that the child is not a mamzer. So without the pasuk, you would have said that a safik mamzer is mutter. That you know, because Safik Doraisa, Minatorah is Lakula, Minatorah. So what then do you need the Pasuk for? It says the Pnei Yehoshua, according to the Rambam, you need the Pasuk to tell you that even if there's a Rov saying that the child is a Mamzer, and normally you'd want to follow the Mam, the Rov, nevertheless the Pasuk teaches you don't follow the Rov, and you can be Megel. That is the Pnei Yehoshua's Teretz, and again, he's Somech on the Pri Chadash, who says that even if there's a Chazakah, if there's a Chazakah, this person has a Cheskes Mamzer, nevertheless, we have a pasuk to teach you that the child is still mutter, love of a kol. And you don't follow the chazakah, that's what you need the pasuk for. But in the absence of a pasuk, then if there was no rov or no chazakah, then anyway you'd be mekel according to the Rambam. You only need the pasuk for cases of rov and chazakah. Where there's a rov or a chazakah that this child is a mamzer, comes the pasuk and says, don't be samech on that rov or that chazakah. That was the Teretz of the Pnei Yehoshua. And then, the Shmaitza wasn't particularly thrilled with that. Because the Shmaitza says that when we have a rove, you go with this rove means vada. And therefore, don't tell me, Rav Pnei Yehoshua, that if there's rubel or iser, that this child is going to be mutter mitzad the pasuk. No. Rove is vada. Rove mamzer means a vada mamzer. And the Nelam, you would have to be machmir in such a case. And that can't be what the pasuk is coming to tell you is mutter. When it says in the Gemara that the pasuk was matir, a suffik mamzer, it can't be where there's a robe that the child's a mamzer. That's not a suffik, that's a vadai. And the prechadash who says that when there's a chazakah, that this child is a mamzer, you don't follow the chazakah. It's not talking about a real chazakah. It's only there's a reis in the chazakah. For example, you have a woman who was married, and now she's suffik megureshes. So she had a cheskes being married, and now you're not sure if her divorce was a good divorce or not, and then she married someone else and has a child. So such a child is going to be mutter, it's a suffik mamzer. Such a child is going to be mutter, but not because it's against the chazakah, because here there is no chazakah. Because the chazakah has a reyesa, so it's not really a good chazakah, meaning the chazakah has a weakness, because we saw that there was a suffik gerushin. That, the pasuk is going to be matir, but if there was a really strong, stark chazakah, then the chazakah is also, you follow chazakah like a vada, just like a rov goes like a vada. So therefore there's no raya from the pre-chadosh that you go, you're makel even against a rov. Because he doesn't say you're makel against a real chazakah. He says you're only makel against a chazakah that is a reisa. That's what the pasuk is teaching you. But if you have a rov, you follow the rov, rov is vada. That's what we discussed last time. And now we're going to bring another raya that if there is a rov or a chazakah, that's considered vadai. Not like the Pnei Yehoshua, and if there's a suffik mamzer who has a rov that is a mamzer or a strong chazakah, then we're going to ask the child. That's not what the Gemara meant when it says the pasuk is matir a suffik mamzer, because it's considered vadai if it's a rov or chazakah. And that's going to be the raya. We're going to bring a raya from now from the Tosis in the Seches Bava Basra. The Gemara Bava Basra is talking about a barrel of wine, jug of wine, that was found in a vineyard of Orla. And Ravina was matir, this jug of wine, and he wasn't choshesh that the wine came from the vineyard, from the grapes in the vineyard, which are orla. And the Gemara wanted to say that Ravina's reason is because Ravina holds like Rabbi Chanina that rov b'karov halachachara rov, that if you have a, on one hand a majority and the other hand something closer, you go up to the majority. And therefore, here you have a case where this jug of wine is closer to the orla, but rov of the vineyards are not orla. Go after the rov, and it's mutter. And you don't go after the karov that is closer to the orla. You go after the rov vineyards that are not orla. So that's the Gemara. Frek Toisvis, we paskin, suffik orla b'chutz laretz is mutter. And since this maisa was in chutz laretz, if so, we can say that even if we, Ravina, doesn't hold like Rabbi Chanina, that you go after the rov. Even if he holds that you go after the karov, what's closer, nevertheless it should still be mutter, because all suffik orla is mutter in chutz laretz. So the second you say that you have this orla, this suffik orla, and you're in chutz laretz, which we were, in the case of the Gemara, you don't need to come on to going after the rov, that rov vineyards are not orla, and therefore assume this isn't orla. Even if you say, not like the Gemara, that you go after karov, still Ravina would say it's mutter, because it's suffik orla and chutz laretz. Suffik orla and chutz laretz is mutter. As it also says, I'm reading in the Shmaitza now, the Sharia Mishum the Suffolk Orla B'chutz Laretz Mutter. Let's be matir this wine, not because we go after the rove of the vineyards, but because the Suffolk Orla B'chutz Laretz is Mutter. No, don't say that, Zaktos is why. Da'i less like Rebbe Chanina la rove karov as linen basar karov. Im kain have a vaday orla. Because if you don't follow Rabbi Chanina, and if you say rov or karov, you go after the karov, not the rov, so then it'll be vade orla. Because when we have a karov, you don't say that if it's karov, it's still considered suffik. No, karov makes it a vada. So you wouldn't use the cloud of suffik orla b'chutz laretz as mutter if you have a case of karov where it's closer to what's usser, and therefore assume it's usser. You wouldn't say that. You wouldn't say but it's still suffik orla and chutz laretz, and therefore it should be mutter. Despite the fact that it's karov, it should still be mutter. Why? Because it's suffik orla and chutz laretz. Why? Because the second it's karov makes it a vadai. And if karov makes it a vadai, then you can't say, not like Rabbi Chanina, you can't say, we go after the karov, but we're not doing mitzat suffik orla and chutz laretz is mutter. It's not a suffik. If it's karov, if we follow karov, it's a vadai. And the same way to go the other way around. If you would follow rov, if rov would answer it, you wouldn't say, oh, but it's still something wrong with chutz laretz is mutter. No. Rov, just like karov makes it a vadai, rov makes it a vadai. And therefore, if you have a real chazaka, a strong chazaka, that's considered a vadai. So just like in Tosis we saw that if you would follow the karov, it would be usher, despite the fact that it's suffik orla and chutz laretz. But since it's karov to something usher, you assume that it's usher. Why? Because karov makes it a vadai usher, no longer a suffik. The same thing if you would have a rov. If you have a situation where you go after a rov, and the rov says it's usher, you don't consider that a case of suffik anymore. And therefore, when the pasuk is matir a suffik mamzer, it's not matir a suffik mamzer who has a rov saying he's a mamzer. That's a vadai mamzer. V'hu adin chazaka, and also if there's a chazaka, chazaka makes it a vadai, not a suffik. V'haprach loy mari me chazaka elam yisafik u'bama asur mishum ikba yisura k'mashika safti. And the Shmaitzer concludes that also according to the prach, if there's a chazaka vadai, it's a real strong definite chazaka, so that's considered a vadai mamzer and asur min ha-Torah. And that he says that we need a pasuk matir a suffik mamzer where there's a chazaka l'isur, he's not talking about a chazaka vadai. There he's talking about a case, whereas we learned in the previous year, there's ikba yisura. Since there's ikba yisura, one time in the past, she was definitely divorced, that he was definitely married, that made a kviyas isur, and now we're mesupik, maybe she is, maybe she isn't. In such an instance, in azafal, we would say that the pasuk is matir, that's still considered a suffik. But now if it's a real chazaka, so if you have a rov, a karov, a chazaka vadai, All of these cases, says the Shemites, it's considered a vayai, not like the Pnei Yoshua, who says that the pasuk is becoming to be matir, cases of where it's a rogue, but he's a mamzer, the pasuk is saying, ah, but still, since it's a suffix, you're going to be making. No, such a person is a vayai mamzer, if it's a rogue, it's a vayai. It's a Shemites. Ela, Ela, Delafizeh, Ikal Meidak, Kevan de Aben, Meolam, לא היה לו חזקת איסור ולא אקבע איסורה אלא באמו ומשום דנתגרשה ספק גירושין ועד הנה הייתה בחזקת איסור אבל אקבע איסורה. The Shemaitza asks on the pre-Chodesh's Teretz that according to what we explain that the pre-chadash is not talking about a chazaka gemura, but merely to ikba yisura, then we have a kasha. Because the son never had a chazkas issa. The only ikba yisura was on the mother. She had ikba yisura. She used to be an eishes ish. Now we're not sure anymore. That's ikba yisura. The kid never had an ikba yisura. And therefore, since the child never had an ikba yisura, he's considered a regular suffix. His mother had a suffix gerushin, but not the kid. The child born from the woman after her suffix gerushin never had a cheska sister. So he's a plain old suffix. And in a plain old suffix, you don't need a pasuk to be matir here. If you have a regular suffix, that, right in the Rambam, according to the Rambam, is going to be mutter even without a pasuk. So the pre-Chadish's teretz was, according to the Shemaitz's Havana, that we're being matir a case where there's somebody who had a cheskas eishes ish. She had ikba yisura, and now she has a suffix gerushin. And since it's ikba yisura, even the Rambam agrees that misaf sveka you go l'chumra. And therefore you needed the pasuk to say, to go l'kula. In the absence of the pasuk, go l'chumra. So that's only talking about the mother. The mother had ikba yisura. The child, born after her suffix gerush, she never had a ikba yisura. He's a plain old suffix mamzer. Did his mother get divorced? Did his mother not get divorced? But he never had a ikba yisura. It's on his mother. So now we'll explain more. Vimken bishleimem ha'isa vaday b'cheskas isher eishes yisim ken cheskas ha'em o'el abas. Kamash kasa v'prav shamayin shan. Although, if you say that she had a vaday cheskas eishes ish, so there what do we say? That cheskas ha'em ahani labas. That a mother's chazaka also works for the daughter, also works for the child. So if the mother had a vaday cheskas isher eishes ish, that would then be conveyed over, transferred over to the child. And that's only if the mother were considered a vaday eishes ish. But in our instance, aval I name of the loy mayri me chazaka mamish, ela me ikba yisura, im kein eino mo'il ikba yisura, de'em livlada. But in our case, we're only talking about an ikba yisura. That is not transferred from the mother to the child. When you talk about cheskas iser, avada chazaka, that does go, chazaka vadois, that goes from the mother to the child. But here in our case, that we said we're talking about an instance where the mother only has a suffix, it's ikba yisura, we're not sure if she got it divorced or not. She's not considered a chazaka gemura anymore. That is not given over to the child. And therefore the child's a regular old suffix. You don't need a pasuk to be matir the child, blah, 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 call. Kevan de ikba isura. Eino ela suffix ubiti de ikba. Ikba. Vehaba rabashim tavoi. Since ikba isura is only a suffix, and the one who had kviyas isser is the one who has kviyas isser, and anybody who has beer with it has to bring an ashim tavoi. Less, maybe. He had beer with an ashis ishchas. Vicholila vishalom aval bevlad rabbo ikba. Ain't no more libas, umishim the chazak of the havale kevada. Im kain mahanigam levada kevin the so kevada machri chasavik lios kemosa. When you're talking about a vada, that is going to be transferred to the child. Because, as the Shemites and the Boris explained so nicely, that a chazaka is a hanhoga of hachwa. Notice, when you talk about chazaka, the Torah says to go after the chazaka as if it was muchwel bidin vadai, that we have a chazaka, it's considered definite. It's so definite that based on a chazaka we can give malchus, based on a chazaka we can give skila, as if it was asur b'vadai. And therefore, when there's a cheskas iser in the mother, that is machriya, that the mother is a vadai eshes ish, and therefore the hachra is also going to be full on the son. Because if the mother is asur b'vadai, the child is also asur b'vadai. Avol b'vlada, let's go back upstairs in the Shemites upstairs. Avol b'vlada, if you have a perush in the bottom, or one of the many Shemites with the Shlomo Zalman or the Avnei Nezer or all the other ones, then it's upstairs. And if not, it's just on the text, depending on what you have. Avol b'vlada, v'lo ikba eno mo'il l'bas, mishum d'chazaka d'hada l'kevada. Since we're machwea for the mother, we're also machwea for the child. The child is definitely a mamzer. And that's why we have a klal, what you say about the mother, you say about the child. And look what I write later in Shemaitse Dal Perk Dal Rabal. E name of the cheskes eshes ish isra ve'eino ela ikbat isura uvaze name of the isura. But if you say that there's a reyus on the cheskes eshes ish, and all we're left with is an ikba isura, that there's a kfiyas isur in the mother, but not a strong for chazak of adois anymore. Uvazen nirad ikba isura din eino moil labas kevin do eino ela sfeika ulevlat holo ikba v'im kain kwa lamali. Ikba isur is different. There, the Torah is not telling you to go with Vadai. It's just a Hanhoga Shel Chumrah. We're just being Machmir. And therefore, you're not going to get Malkis. You're not going Vadai with the mother, therefore it doesn't transfer to the child. It's not as strong. Because the Torah just said, be knowing the Chumrah and the mother. But it doesn't give the mother the absolute status of being an Eishes Ish. Mimela doesn't pass on to the next generation because the kid never had a great surah. And therefore, the kasha comes right back on the prop. The prop wanted to say that you need the pasuk to be matir a child of a woman who had, according to the Shemaitis Havon, who had ikvay surah. You don't need a pasuk for that. That kid's a plain old suffix. When you're talking about the mother had an ikba isura. But what the pasuk is being matir a child who's a suffix mamzer. You only need a pasuk to be matir if you have ikba isura. Since the ikba isura is on the mother, not on the child, then the child is a regular suffix. And a regular suffix, according to the Rambam, you don't need a pasuk. So the prop says you need the pasuk for this child who comes to a mother with ikba isura, you don't need a pasuk for that at all. The Rambam would say it's automatically mutter. And if you say there's a chazaka b'dois, then a mother, then the child is usher. There it's not a seven mamzer anymore. So either way you look at it, with the prop's tenets doesn't work. Then if you learn that it's the way that Pnei Yeshua learns, it's a vade chazaka, so for that, the pasuk won't help. It's not a suffix, the pasuk that says that a suffix mamzer is mutter, it's not a suffix mamzer, it's a vade mamzer. Ah, so the Shemaitza said, he must be talking about where there's just Ikba Yisura on the mother, and the male you need the pasuk, because the Rambam's machmir in case of Ikba Yisura. No, there you also don't need a pasuk, because it's only Ikba Yisura on the mother, but the mother, that doesn't transfer to the kid, the mother is just Midin Chumra, but it's not on the kid. It's an Agav Chumra on the mother, but that doesn't transfer, not strong enough to transfer the kid, only a Chazak of Adois goes on to the kid. So therefore, Erev Leib Shver, he remains with Akasha on the prach. Aval inem of the cheskes eishes ish isra. Veinu olek beisura. Uvazenira de ik beisura. Dim eino mori labas. Keim no ayala sveika. Ulevlat halo ikba. So it's ik beisura. Uvazenira de ik beisura. Not the im. The aim. When you have a kviya sister on the mother, that's not passed over to the child. He's only a sadik on the mother, and the kid doesn't get no ik beisura. V'im kenei barazei kwa lomali. What do we need the pasuk for? As I explained, b'siyata d'shmayo, u'beperek asorin yuchsin tanu rabbanan, ger, nosei mamzeret, divrei Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda omer, ger, lo yisa mamzeret, Akshav, the Shmaitza is now coming to go back to what the Maharid said, the beginning of the parrot. We had a kasha in the Rambam, why do you need a pasuk to be matir a suffik mamzer? What was the Maharid's teretz? That you need a pasuk to be matir the child nidin vadai, that he'll be mutter to marry a Yisraelis and a mamzeres simultaneously. Because if you would say that the child is begetter suffix, so he can't be tied to the sasri, he's either a mamzer, in which case he can only marry a mamzer, or he's Israel, in which case he can only marry Israelis. You can't have it both ways. Comes the pasuk and says, the reason we need the pasuk is to tell you, no, we can marry both. But in Achinami, without the pasuk, would be make a misafik, just not tied to the sasri. That was the Maharid starts. So now the Shmaitz is going to show from the Ksugi and Kedushin that Maharid isn't so smooth either. Not so glad. What does the Gemara there say? The Gemara says, you have a ger. Is a ger allowed to marry a mamzeres or not? Rabbi Yossi says a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres. Rabbi Yehuda says a ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeres. And the Gemara explains, what's Rabbi Yossi's reason? Because it says the word kol five times, my time with Rabbi Yossi, chamisha kol exivi. It says the word kol five times. What are the five kols? One is lo yavo mamzer b'kahal Hashem. Another time it says kahal is lo yavo lo b'kahal. Another time it says kahal is lo yavo amoni amavi b'kahal. All these congregations, four, three times. Lo yavo lem b'kahal, four. Dor shlishi yavo lem b'kahal, five. Five kols. And Rabbi Yossi darshins these five kols that it says. One is kahal kohanim. A mamzer is now to marry a kohen. Two, kahal avim. Three, kahal yisraelim. Because if it would have just said kahal once, you would have said kohanim aser, levim and yisraelim mutter. Two kahals, you would have said kohanim levim aser, yisraelim mutter. That's why we need the third kahal to say even yisraelim is aser. And then, chad lemishri mamzer v'shtuki. The chav mishri shtuki be Yisrael, the kahal geirim lo ikrikol. The fourth kahal is coming to be matir, a mamzer vadai, with a suffix mamzer. Because we dashen that kahal vadai a mamzer is now allowed to come, but he's allowed to come in kahal suffix. So that's what number four is coming to do. That a mamzer is not allowed to marry a vadai mamzer. A mamzer is not allowed to marry a shtukis, a suffik mamzer. What's the fifth kahal coming to do? The fifth kahal is coming to say, shtuki be Yisrael. That a mamzer suffik is allowed to be, that's a shtuki, is allowed to marry a full-fledged Jew. Because we darshan, mamzer vadai lo yobo b'kahal, but mamzer suffik yobo b'kahal. Since he's only a suffix mamzer, he's allowed to marry in. So we have, number four is telling you that a mamzer vadai is allowed to marry a suffix mamzer. Because a mamzer vadai is only now allowed to come into vadai kahal, but he's allowed to come to suffix kahal. And also, we darshan that a mamzer suffix is allowed to marry a full-fledged Jew. A mamzer vadai is allowed to marry a mamzer suffik, and a mamzer suffik is allowed to marry a full-fledged Jew. Because it says that only a mamzer vadai is allowed to become a kahal Hashem, but a mamzer suffik is allowed to come to kahal Hashem. So that's for the five kahals that we need. And therefore, we don't have any kahals left to aser a mamzer begir. And therefore, he learns, Rabbi Yossi learns, that gerim, a ger is allowed to marry mamzeres. Ger aren't called kahal, and they are not included in the Yisr of lo yavo mamzer b'kahal Hashem b'kahal ger molikri kahal. They're not included in the kahal ger. They're not included in kahal Yisrael vis-a-vis this halacha. So the neila mamzeres is allowed to marry a ger. Azoy yeshita aser Rabbi Yosi kim tarain the heilige tane Rabbi Yehide. When erot gezot, I'm sorry, I was just in Williamsburg for a minute. Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Tulasa kroik sivi, chadel le kohanim, levim, be Yisraelim, ומאחד קור נפקה שטוקי בישראל וממזר בשטוקי וחד מיותר לקהל גרם. So the first three psukim, we darshan, like Rabbi Yossi, one kahal excludes Yisraelim, one kahal excludes Levim, and one kahal excludes Kohanim. From the fourth pasuk, Rabbi Yehuda asers a mamzer b'shtuki. And a shtuki b'Yisrael. Now it's from the fourth pasuk, he learns both what Rabbi Yossi needed two psukim for, Rabbi Yehuda uses one pasuk for, i.e., that this one pasuk is both being matir, a mamzer b'shtukis, and a shtuki b'yisraelis. In other words, what Rabbi Yossi needed two psukim for. One to be matir a suffix mamzer with a vade Yisrael, and the other one to be matir a suffix mamzer with a vade mamzer or mamzeres. So that Rabbi Yehuda learns from one pasuk, and therefore we have one extra pasuk teaching us that about kahal geirim, that even kahal geirim are called kahal. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeres, because we have an extra pasuk, an extra kal, teaching you that kal gerim is called kal, and therefore when the pasuk says that a mamzer is not allowed to come to kahal, that includes gerim. So we have a machlokes, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres, we don't have a pasuk forbidding that. And Rabbi Yehuda says that a ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeres, because we have a kahal saying that gerim are called kahal, and therefore a mamzer is not allowed to come to kahal, which includes gerim. V'kashi alon v'divrei ma'arit shemitaretz ditzrich l'mishri selfik mamzer v'tarez v'adem shiyam mutri b'seiles v'mamzeres. I have a kashi, says the shmaitz on the ma'arit, who says that we needed a pasuk to be matir a suffix mamzer b'toris v'adai, that this mamzer should be mutter both b'mamzeres and the Israelis. He can switch it. He can go both ways. If it was just a suffix, you would say, okay, we don't know what you are, so we're going to be making and let you marry either a mamzeres or a Israelis. A mamzeres in the tzad you're a mamzer, a Israelis in the tzad that you're a Israel, but not both at the same time. Comes the pasuk and says, no, that you're mutter midin v'adai. So that's the Ma'arit. That's why the Ma'arit says we need the pasuk to be matir a suffix mamzer. So if that's the case, the imkain shrei kray lamali lahati b'yisraeli suvim mamzeres kevin mechat kotati nafkalei kamashka safti. So why then does Rabbi Yossi need two pasukim to teach us this? All we need is one pasuk. All we need is one pasuk to teach you that this suffix mamzer is mutter. Because to be matir a suffix mamzer with stama mamzeres, or with stama yisraelis, meaning separately, for that you don't need a pasuk. Because for that, all you're allowed even without a pasuk according to the Rambam. All spekas are mutter min haTorah. So what then do you need the pasuk for? To be matir yumidin vadai. Allow you to go both ways. So that, for that, one pasuk is enough. So why did Rabbi Yossi need two pasukim? So that's his kasha on the Ma'arit. According to the Rambam, the Ma'arit says that suffik is mutter min haTorah. Why do you need a pasuk being matir a suffik mamzer? The answer is, says the Ma'arit, to be matir this suffik mamzer mitoris vadai, that he can marry both the mamzeres and Israelis at the same time. So if that's the case, I'm just reiterating the kasha. If that's the case, then you would only need one pasuk, because that a suffix mamzer can marry a mamzeres, you know, without a pasuk. That a suffix mamzer can marry Israelis, you know, without a pasuk. A suffix mutter min haTorah. So therefore, you need only one pasuk to teach you that he can marry both. Why then do we need two pasukim? One allowing a suffix mamzer to marry a vade mamzeres, and one allowing a suffix mamzer to marry a vade Israelis. Why do we need two pasukim for it? One would be enough. So now, the Shmaitzer is going to answer his kasha. The Rabbi Yossi Latame, the Svira Lay, that this Rabbi Yossi, this whole kasha is predicated on the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, who says that you need to psukim. But this is Rabbi Yossi Latame, the Svira Lay Bekrisis, the Lobina Bashim Talechaticha Achas Mishtechaticha Sain Sham. So let's explain, and then we'll read it inside. There's a Machlokas Tanayim and Mesechas Krisis. If you bring an Ashim Talui on one piece of fat and you don't know whether it was Shuman or Chalev, whether it was kosher fat or unkosher fat, or you need that there should be two pieces, one of them you know is Shuman, one of them you know is Chalev, and you just don't know which is which. That's the Machlokas and Mesechas Krisis. The Ma'arit explains that this Machlokas is Talui in the well-known Machlokas of whether Sefik is Mutter Min HaTorah or Asur. That the one who holds that you bring an Ashim Tolei and one Chaticha holds that Sefik is Asur Min HaTorah, and therefore you bring an Ashim Tolei, since Min HaDin, the person wasn't allowed to eat this Chaticha because he wasn't sure if it was kosher or not, Min HaTorah Sefik is Asur, therefore you have to bring an Ashim Tolei, you have to bring this carbon. According, and the man, the Amar that holds that you need one chaticha, mishtei chaticha, also if you have that, you need two, there should be two pieces, one fat, one of forbidden fat, one of permitted fat. Only then do you bring an Ashim Talu and you made one of the two pieces. He holds that suffix is mutter min haTorah, and therefore if it would be one chaticha, halacha would be that you'd be allowed to eat it, and therefore you wouldn't bring an Ashim Talu since you waited beheter. And only if it's one chaticha out of two chatichas, only there you have to bring an Ashim Talu, because that's considered ikba yisura. And then if it's ikba yisura, everybody holds that suffix is asur min haTorah. That's the Ma'arit, saying pshat in the Gemara. And according to this, we can understand very well that Rabbi Yossi needed two psukim to be matur sefik mamzer, because Rabbi Yossi goes l'shita, so that he also increases that even one chaticha, you bring an Ashim Tola, and you don't need a chaticha achas mishtei chatichos. And therefore, that opinion holds, as we saw, that sefik deraisa is aser, because we saw that halacha Talia, if you hold that sefik deraisa is aser min haTorah, that if you have a suffix, min haTorah we aser it, there even if you have one chaticha, you're not sure if it's shuman or chaylev, and you eat it, there you would need an Ashim Talui. That's that opinion. The one who says you need an Ashim Talui is the one who holds suffix is aser min haTorah. And that's the sheet of Rav Yossi, who's the same Rav Yossi that we have here in Maseches Kedushin. And therefore, that's the Rav Yossi increases, who holds suffix is aser min haTorah, and therefore even if you have only one chaticha, you bring an Ashim Talui. And that's the same Rabbi Yossi in Maseches Kedushin who needs two psukim to be mati or suffik mamzer, both in avadei mamzeris and avadei yisraelis. Why does he need two psukim? Because with one pasuk, we wouldn't have understood that he's mutter in both of them. You only would have known that he's mutter in one of them, because you would have said that the klal is that suffik is aser min haTorah. And then if you would have a pasuk being mati or a suffik mamzer and a mamzeris, so you'd say, okay, that's one answer, but not a suffik mamzer and a yisraelis. And therefore you need a second pasuk to tell you that a suffik mamzer is mutter even for yisraelis. So that's all beautiful. That's where Rabbi Yossi needs two psukim. So as long as you're in the realm of the Rambam holds that suffik d'oiraisa min hat suffik d'oiraisa is mutter min haTorah. So according to him, you ain't a chinami. You wouldn't need two psukim, one to be matir, a suffik mamzer with a mamzeris, and one to be matir with the Israelis. Because that you know on your own, you don't need psukim for that at all. All you really need is one pasuk to teach you that he's mutter with both at the same time. That's the Rambam. However, when you're in the realm of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi holds differently. Rabbi Yossi holds that the Rambam doesn't pass like Rabbi Yossi, apparently. But the Rabbi Yossi holds that suffik d'oraisa is aser min haTorah, and therefore he says you bring an Ashim Talu even if it's not ikba yisura, even if it's just a regular suffik. And since suffik d'oraisa, that's what we established from Krisus, that suffik d'oraisa is aser min haTorah, so therefore in Kiddushin he needs two psukim. One to be mati or a suffik mamzer with a vadei mamzeris, one to be mati or a suffik mamzer with a vadei yisraelis, because without the two psukim you wouldn't know one from the other. Because you would assume on your own that it's automatically aser unless informed otherwise. Therefore, you need psukim for both. Mashenkein, ein achinam. It's not a kasha anymore. Hashem came according to the Rambam, so that explains why Rabbi Yossi, the kashi was, why did Rabbi Yossi need to pesukim according to the Rambam? The answer is Rabbi Yossi l'shitaso. But according to the Rambam would only really need one pasuk, because he holds that Sofik Doraisa is mutter min haTorah. You only need a pasuk to say, like the Ma'arid said, that we're being mater min yinvadai, and therefore you can marry both at the same time. So let's see it inside. V'yesh li'ashef Rabbi Yossi l'tamei, Rabbi Yossi is following his own shita. The sphere lay bekrisis to all bina b'ashem tolei chaticha achas v'shtei chatichos. He holds that you don't need one chaticha, two chatichos, one chaticha is enough that you have a suffix. Whether it's shuman or chayrev, uman, the sphere lay bekrisis to all bina b'ashem Svir like the Sadek Asim and Atar, Rabbi Yossi holds you don't need Ikva Yisur in order to bring an Hashem Tali Hot Safik is Asim and Atar, like the Ma'arit writes. The Machokas Atanayim Hashem Talu Iba Inin Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichos Pligi Bazeh. The Ma'arit writes that the Machokas Tanayim and Hashem Tali, whether you need one of two Chatichos or even one Chaticha is enough, are arguing in this. The man, the Arma Meviim Hashem Talu Al Chaticha Achas, the one who holds that you bring an Hashem Talu even on one Chaticha. Svirilei, Suffolk Asur Min HaTorah. Suffolk Dorais is Asur Min HaTorah. And therefore, you bring an Hashem Talay, that's Rabbi Yossi. Uman di Amar Mishtei Chatichos Boik V'Yisura, the one who holds Mishtei Chatichos holds Suffolk Dorais is Mutter Min HaTorah. Suffolk is Mutter Min HaTorah. And therefore, the only way it's going to be Asur is if you have Ikva Yisura, if you have two pieces and one of them is already Kavua B'Yisura, you know that it's a piece of Chayla. The other one is Shuman, you just don't know which is which. The Avik Vaisura, Svirulay Dehecha Velo Ikba Mutter Min HaTorah. But if there's no Ikba Yisura there, you wouldn't have to bring an Hashem Talay. Only if it's Ikba. Only if you know there's a piece of Chayla there. But if it's not Ikba, then you don't have to bring a Karban. It's Mutter Min HaTorah. Umishum Achilak Hashem Talay Kev Nu Mutter Lachlo. And therefore, you don't need to bring an Hashem Talay since you're allowed to eat it. Vim came the Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds there that suffix is Asur Min HaTorah, and therefore, if it's one Chaticha, you would have to bring an Asur Talgoy. Therefore, you're in Kedushin Shapir, it's Durch Trey Kray, you need two Psukim. Vim Echad Koylo Nafka Tarvai, from one Pasuk, you wouldn't know both. Why? Kevin to the day, Sphere, Lady Suffix, Asur Min HaTorah. Automatically, you assume that a suffix Mamzer is Asur both ways. Israelis isn't allowed to marry Suffolk Mamzer unless he's a Mamzer. Mamzeris isn't allowed to marry Suffolk Mamzer unless he's Israel. It's us or both ways. They ever need a Pasuk being Matir, both of them. Bim came the Rabbi Yossi, the Bari Trey, Koyla, Tame Yazar, the Kamashka Safti. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi is the Shitasa. So that's all Gishmak about the Kinglad until we read the next paragraph. Ella, Da'akati Tikshi. But again, according, just to make it clear, according to the Rambam, you wouldn't need both Pasuk. The Rambam holds automatically it's Mutter. Suffolk is going to be Mutter, and therefore the only reason you need a Pasuk to be Matir, a Suffolk Mamzer, is Midin Vadai. And he can marry both at the same time, both the Suffolk Mamzer, both the Mamzeris and Israelis. Eladari Hati Tikshi. Others, the blood Shver, it's still difficult. Why? Adakasha. Because, Bahadakai Maman Kreb Yossi. So on one hand, Sugis HaGemara is Lashitas, everything is beautiful. However, we have another problem. Doesn't work with the Rambam. Why? Because the Rambam holds the Kaimalan Kreb Yossi, the Ger Nosei Mamzeres. The Rambam Paskins like Kreb Yossi, that a Ger is allowed to marry a Mamzeres. And this very same Rambam holds that Sfeikas are Mutter Min HaTorah. So the second the Rambam Paskins that a Ger is allowed to marry a Mamzeres, like Kreb Yossi, that means that he uses both psukim to be matir a suffik mamzer. He uses two psukim to be matir a suffik mamzer, and therefore he has no psukim left to aser a ger. And therefore a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeris. That we saw was the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. The only way the Rambam could paskin that a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeris is if he follows Rabbi Yossi and he uses two psukim about a suffik mamzer. And therefore we have no psukim left about a ger and a mamzeris, and therefore a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeris. So that means that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yossi, that you need two psukim to be matir a suffik mamzer. And this very same Rambam holds that sfeikas are mutter min haTorah. Ulefim hashikasav amarit mechad kol nafka tarvai ukamo shekasafti doladidan suffik mutter min haTorah v'lo tzorech kol ahatur b'Yisrael l'chuda. According to the Ma'arid, who says pshat in the Rambam that you need a pasuk to be matir, a suffik mamzer, midin vadai. So then, we're back to our kasha. What do you need two psukim for? According to the Rambam, one pasuk should be enough. Because to be matir, a suffik mamzer b'mamzeris, to be matir, a suffik mamzer b'yisraelis, that you don't need a pasuk for at all, because according to the Rambam, sfeikas are mutter min haTorah. So therefore, you don't need the two psukim. All you need is one pasuk to say that he's mutter with both of them at the same time. So why then does he need the Rambam need two psukim? In other words, we're stuck in the Rambam now. Because according to the Rambam, on one hand we see that he holds all sfeikas are mutter min haTorah. On the other hand, we see that the very same Rambam passes like Rabbi Yossi, who needs two psukim to be matir sfeikas. According to you, the Ma'arit, you only need one pasuk to be matir sfeikas. The Rambam should only need one pasuk. What pasuk should he need? He should need one pasuk to be matir, a Yisraelis and a Mamzeris at the same time. But he doesn't. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yossi, who is matir ager to marry a Mamzeris, which means, as we saw in the sugya, that he uses two psukim to be matir a suffik mamzer. One to be matir a suffik mamzer with the Israelis, one to be matir a suffik mamzer with the Mamzeris. And therefore we have no psukim left to aser a ger with the Mamzeris. But why then do we, why according to the Rambam do we need two psukim? The Rambam holds that sfeikas are mutter min haTorah. So you shouldn't need a two psukim at all. You should only need one, like the Ma'arit said, to be matir midin vada. Not two. So the Ma'arit doesn't really work the Rambam. So again, Rabbi Yossi, l'shitaso, is terrific. Because Rabbi Yossi holds in Maseches Kedushin, in Maseches Krisus, that you need that suffik is Asur Min HaTorah. And since suffik is Asur Min HaTorah, Maseches Kedushin, he has a pasuk to tell you that a suffik mamzer is mutter be Yisraelis. And a suffik mamzer is mutter be mamzeris, because normally we assume it's Asur, because normally suffik is Asur Min HaTorah, and therefore you need two psukim to teach you each heter. But according to the Rambam, you don't need two psukim, like the Ma'arit said. According to the Rambam, you only need one pasuk. What do you need that one pasuk for? To be matir, a suffik mamzer mitores vadai. Because to be matir a suffik mamzer with a mamzeris alone, or to be matir a suffik mamzer with the Israelis alone, you don't need a pasuk. Because automatically it's mutter, because sfeikas are mutter min haTorah. You only need one pasuk to tell you that he's allowed both at the same time. So why then does the Rambam use two psukim to teach you one to teach you that a suffik mamzer is mutter? Like Rabbi Yossi. Because you see, pasuk is like Rabbi Yossi, that a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeris. That means he uses both psukim, he uses two kals, one suffik mamzer mamzeris, one suffik mamzer Yisraelis, like Rabbi Yossi. So for Rabbi Yossi, I understand why Rabbi Yossi needs it, because normally he holds sfeikas are aser min haTorah. According to the Rambam, sfeikas are mutter min haTorah, you don't need both psukim. All you need is one, like the Ma'arit said, to tell you that it's mutter mitoras vadai. The Rambam needs both, because you see pasuk is like Rabbi Yossi. That a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeris. That means he, like Rabbi Yossi, uses two psukim. Which means apparently that the Rambam holds, like Rabbi Yossi, that sfeikas are aser min haTorah. We know the Rambam holds sfeikas are mutter min haTorah. So we're really stuck. The Ma'arit's teretz. So b'siyata d'shmaya, we finished the first parak of the Sheiv Shmaitza. And just to review a few of the major points. Number one, we had the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba about Safik Daraisa. The Rambam holds Safik Daraisa L'chumra is Midrabbanan, and HaTorah Safik Daraisa is Mutter. The Rashba holds Safik Daraisa is Aser Min HaTorah. And we had Akasha that the Mefarshim ask, according to the Rambam, the Safik Daraisa is Mutter, why needed a pasuk to be Matir or Safik Mamzer? The Ma'arit answered that we need a pasuk to teach you that the suffik mamzer is mutter mitoras vada, and therefore you can marry Israelis and mamzeres at once. And then we asked on that eye, why do you need two psukim then? One pasuk is enough. Tell you both at once, because without the pasuk, we would know that he's mutter with each individually, because suffik is mutter min haTorah. So he's a suffik mamzer. So the fact that we need to learn that he's usser, that he's mutter, that a suffik mamzer is mutter, is only Israelis and mamzeres, but basafas, for that we only need one pasuk. That was our kasha. We had another teretz, that of the prach, that the Rambam needs a pasuk to tell you that a suffik mamzer is mutter, even where there is a cheskas iser, And the Pnei Yoshua added, also if there's a rov, so if there's a Cheskes Isser, and a rov saying that this child is a mamzer, this person's a mamzer, nevertheless, the pasuk is matir, this suffix mamzer, and says, don't file the chazaka, don't file the rov. And the Shmaitza says, lo, yachol, yelot, says, kenish, zayin, what the Pnei Yoshua is saying. Rov means vadai. And the second, it's a vadai, it's a rov mamzer, that he's a mamzer, that means he's a vadai mamzer, and when the pasuk is matir, suffix, he's not matir, the pasuk is not matir, that. And the prach that the Pnei Yoshua brings, the Shmaitza says he misunderstood. The prach is talking about where it's a chazaka. The woman was becheskes married, and then there was a reis on the chazaka, which we called ikba yisura. Ikba yisura, even the Rambam says you're machmir, and therefore in such a case, you wouldn't need a pasuk, where it's ikba yisura. But stamaro, it's considered vadai. And a chazaka vadai is also considered a vadai. And therefore there, a pasuk being matir, a suffix mamzer is going to help because that's not called a suffix mamzer. So therefore the Shmaitza says that the Pnei Yoshua's teretz, halp nisht vater, doesn't hold water, vasser, doesn't hold water. And my name is Elchanan Wasserman, I'm a waterman. Halabai should be able to learn like we're Elchanan Wasserman. In any event, so it doesn't hold water saying that the pasuk is matir, a suffix mamzer, even though there's a robe saying he's a mamzer because there it's a vadai. And then we asked even on what the Prach said, that according to Avon and the Prach, that it's talking about a child who came from a woman who was Ikba Yisura, who had a Cheskes Eishes, and there was a race in the Chazaka, there was a Safek Gerish, and we're not sure if she remained married. So we had a Kasha on that the child, if the mother came, was a Vadei B'Cheskes, Eishesish, then the kid would get his mother's chazaka, cheskas ein mahani labas. But here we're talking about it's not a chazaka vadois anymore. Here it's only ikba yisura, that's not transferred to the child. And therefore the child doesn't have a din of ikba yisura. The child is a regular din of suffix, and a regular suffix, the Rambam's matir, even without a pasuk, so even the prach's teretz doesn't hold water. Because this child is, if it's talking about a suffix, so his mother had a cheskes eishesish and she lost her cheskes eishesish, so it was a reisa. The child is now a regular suffix, which is mutter medin vadai, which is according to the Rambam, mutter min haTorah. It's mutter min haTorah, and you don't need a pasuk to be matir then. So what then do you need the pasuk for? And again, if you learn pshat in the prach, that it's talking about where the mother had a vadai chazaka, never the kid has a vadai chazaka, that he's the daughter of a son of a woman who was an eishesish, so, the kid's considered a vadai mamzer. Not a suffix mamzer anymore, because chazakas and rov make you a vadai. And then we figure, we conclude with a kasha the ma'arit, that according to you, the ma'arit, things don't work well, because we had a gemara that we see in Kiddushin, that you need, that Rabbi Yossi needs two psukim. Rabbi Yossi needs two psukim. One to be Mati or a Suffolk Mamzer or Mzeris, one to be Mati or a Suffolk Mamzer of Israelis. Why do you need two Psukim? One should be enough. Because even without the Psukim, we're going to be Matir, so we only need one Pasuk to be Matir Medin Vadai. So the Rambam holds, Svekas and Mutim and Torah. The answer is no! Rabbi Yossi is not like the Rambam, doesn't pass like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is Lashita, so that he holds Svekas or Asur Min HaTorah, like we saw from the Gemara in Krisis, and since Svekas are Asur Min HaTorah, we need a two psukim, one to be matir or a suffix mamzer mamzeris, one to be matir suffix mamzer israelis, because normally svekas are asur min haTorah, and therefore you need psukim to be matir each individual suffix. Unlike the Rambam would say, you would only need one pasuk, because automatically svekas are mutter min haTorah, and that one pasuk will be matir, a suffix mamzer going both ways, with a badi mamzeris and a badi israelis. And then we said that we have a bikasha on that from the Rambam himself. So one of the Rambam pasuk is like Rabbi Yossi, which means that he needs two psukim. On the other hand, Rambam Pasuk and Svekas are Mutter Min HaTorah. So the Maharit, who wanted to say that you need the Pasuk to say that it's Mutter Medin Vadai, we have a Kasha on him, why didn't you need two Pasukim according to the Rambam? To be Matir Asafik Mamzer. All you need is one Pasuk to be Matir Mitoras Vadai. The Rambam by Pasuk like Rabbi Yossi shows that you need two Pasukim, like Rabbi Yossi says in the Goran Kedushin, you need two Pasukim, and the Rambam to be Matir Asafik Mamzer, the Rambam should only need one according to the Maharit. To be Matir Medin Vadai, to go both ways. But not two psukim. Two psukim, the Rambam knows automatically that a ger is mutter and a suffix mamzeris and a ger is mutter and a suffix israelis. Because svekas are mutter min haTorah. You only need one pasuk mitoras vada, yet Rabbi Rambam holds like Rabbi Yossi that you really need two psukim. So we're stuck, the Ma'arit saying that you need two psukim, you need a pasuk, you need the Rambam to, the pasuk to be matir mitoras vadai, where we were left with the kasha, why then do you need two psukim according to the Rambam, who passes like Rabbi Yossi, you need two psukim, when according to the Rambam you should only need one to be matir mitoras vadai. So you should all be zelchem yitz Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, should be zelchem yitz Hashem to continue to the second parak. Shalom, shalom, my sweetest, most beloved friends.